This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shime, did I read that Post Malone is coming out with an entire album of Nirvana covers?
I believe that is correct, Greg. He is really kind of branching out to every genre he can find.
That is a bold and risky move, though, when it comes to like a genre-changing band. Like when you cover them, sometimes it doesn't go well.
It's also surprising because he had mixed reviews when he joined Nirvana for the SNL 50 performance. Like some people didn't like it.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah. So I'm surprised that he would.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, me too. But some people were not on board.
Yeah, that's like a certain genre of music where people don't want to hear it changed, and they don't want Post Malone's kind of auto-tuning doing it.
It's less the genre to me than it is the band. To me, it's very risky to cover Led Zeppelin. It's very risky.
That's a good way to put it.
For you, it would, you'd be risky to cover. Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Biggie.
Be very risky to cover. Yeah.
That auto-tune-y way to doing it. Can you imagine him doing Journey songs like that? And Nirvana had
You would probably prefer Post Malone to Filipino Journey.
What do you think about them?
Even then, I could see like diehard Nirvana fans that have that type of. What was that called? Grunge sound?
Yes, and it was called grunge.
Yeah, and him doing that.
I bet this album's going to be good, though, Greg. It's with Travis Barker is going to be on drums for a lot of these songs. Yeah. It looks like the cover list is the track list is pretty good. Yeah. So I think this will be a banger. It comes out in April.
I wonder if is The Man Who Sold the World on there? That is a cover, a Nirvana cover of a David Bowie song. Can you do a Post Malone cover of a Nirvana cover of a David Bowie song?
I bet you could. It doesn't appear that it's on the few songs that have been released from the track list. But.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Greg, I feel like Nirvana fans are hoping Post Malone says never mind to this idea.
I'm shocked that with the success of the Queen movie Ray, and I'm surprised there has never been a Nirvana movie.
Hmm.
Because you could tell that whole story and the whole Kurt Cobain story and the Courtney Love part of it, and I'm shocked that there hasn't been a film.
It is interesting because I started to watch it the other day. There's like a Lisa and there's a Lisa and the Cult Jam story.
But a full feature film?
Yeah. It's like an hour and 45 minutes.
A movie.
Like a documentary.
That's a different thing.
But she's not in it. There's like a young girl. There's like an actor.
Somebody's playing her?
Yeah.
So it's
very similar to what the Dylan movie's out.
Very interesting. Huh. All right, anyway. We have a lot of leads left. That means they said it will begin at 7:20 in 25 minutes. But Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. So I am on this optimistic Red Sox bent. I don't know. Maybe I'm around old people. I don't know why. But I really am starting to give credit to Cora for these reactions being the intended consequence of the Bregman hire. Mm. Cora, we all agree, was outspoken in ways that he has not been as it relates to the pursuit of Alex Bregman from the beginning of the offseason until he was signed a week ago. And the reaction of Tristan Casas and the reaction of Rafael Devers, maybe in different ways, reveal the reason there was the urgent need to bring in a guy like Alex Bregman. Mm. And for that reason, I am so happy that Cora has finally gained control in some way of the roster he is managing. And I am grateful that John Henry finally got a seat at the table and invested $40 million into this team this season for a guy that would not only improve the position he plays, but potentially elevate and create in a feeling of intensity to that clubhouse that has been lacking the last couple of years. So I like it. I think this is on Cora if it succeeds or fails. And the reaction of Casas, I doubt, is surprising to the guy that pulled the trigger.
Well said, Curtis. And you can hear it, you know, Alex Cora again yesterday when he spoke, talked about how it's the Red Sox. It's not individual guys. It's not what Rafael Devers wants. It's what the Red Sox should do because it's best for the team. And he has
credibility with this, Greg, because in 2007, there was a little kid named Dustin Pedroia that looked like a bat boy, who was the second-round pick and was coming through the farm system at an accelerated pace. Cora sat down. He told Ken and I at the winter weekend at Fenway this year that Theo and Tito sat him down in spring training at this time in 2007 and said, you're going to start in April. Pedroia is going to struggle at the beginning of the year, but then come May, Pedroia is going to be dominating and you're going to be a utility guy. I hope you're okay with that. And that's exactly what happened. And Cora subjugated his ego. He hit 400 in April and then went to the bench. He's a guy that has the credibility to say this to this clubhouse at this time.
Great lead from yours truly coming up next.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.